someday when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look.
Hi guys, welcome back to
tonight.
Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And we have some good news.
Yeah, sounds like Shanghai's moving on up.
Yeah, so this lesson is intermediate, and it's about the Michelin Guide.
Okay, so it sounds like recently Shanghai is getting all kinds of Michelin restaurants.
Yeah, and if you're unfamiliar with Michelin Guide, it's just basically a food guide. It's a guide to restaurants.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It's like the most famous guide. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have talked about it in a lesson before. Mm-hmm. It was called Fine Dining.
Right.
Now,
yes.
You guys should listen to this one first, mm-hmm. but then as soon as you're done listening to it, go back and listen to Fine Dining.
For sure, yeah. So this guide, it has a list of restaurants, and if your restaurant is on the list, that means you've done really well.
Okay, so today we have a couple friends. They must be Shanghai people, mm-hmm. I'm guessing, because yes. They seem pretty interested in these new restaurants that have just come to town.
They know the town.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Do. So let's take a listen.
All right. Daisy, have you seen the new Michelin restaurant guide for Shanghai?
Oh, they came out with a new list?
Yeah. Shanghai now boasts two new 3-star Michelin restaurants this year alone. One is a Cantonese restaurant that got 3 stars last year as well.
What's the other one?
It's a multi-sensory restaurant owned by a renowned French chef.
Multi-what?
Multi-sensory. It combines food, lighting, and sound.
That seems so pretentious. Are there any down-to-earth restaurants on the list, or is everything fine dining?
They've got a mix of both. Here's the list.
Wow, this restaurant is on the list? We've been there. I didn't think the food was all that spectacular.
Yeah. You've got to take ratings like these with a grain of salt.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Victor, or Vic, and Daisy.
Okay, and we already kind of know the setup, mm-hmm. right? Daisy, have you seen the new Michelin restaurant guide for Shanghai?
Right, yeah, so maybe just a note here. A guide can be a person, like a tour guide.
Right.
But in this case, it's just a book.
It's a book, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. The Bible is a guide to...
Yes, got life. To life.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, hopefully. Sometimes.
Or, you know, a tour guide is the person that will take you around Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. It's often called a guidebook as well.
Right. Now, speaking of books and movies and TV shows and podcasts, whenever there's a new one, we always use the phrase, come out.
Right, come out. You're not going outside. You're not going anywhere. It just means... publish, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, publish.
And that's what Daisy says here, right? Mm-hmm. Or she asks, oh, they came out with a new list. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, so they come out, it's for the public. And like you said, it's for movies and books, things like that.
And podcasts. And,
oh, yeah, podcasts, new podcasts.
We come out with a new one every day of the week, except Sunday.
Yes, so on this list, this is a special list if you're from Shanghai. Shanghai now has two new 3-star Michelin restaurants.
Okay, good Lord. I don't know much about the stars.
Right.
I'm guessing 3 is very good.
That's the highest
the
rating.
The highest. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting because not only, we can say, you know, Shanghai has, but it's got a pretty good word in this dialogue, right?
Boasts. Boast. It's when you can speak proudly about something or happily about something.
Right.
But this is used a little differently, isn't it?
Well, usually, I mean, you could say like, oh, that Connor, he's always boasting.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the best. I'm so good. I'm boasting. Yeah, stop boasting,
It's
man.
Like bragging.
Yeah, exactly, like bragging. Yeah.
But in this case, it's just, as you said, it's just kind of proudly saying.
Right, yeah. Shanghai, now, it's like when it has some... cool feature.
Yeah, and you could even say feature, right? Like Shanghai now features this.
Mm-hmm. Something that Shanghai people can boast about.
Yeah.
They have this 2, not just 1, 3-star top-rated restaurants.
Guys, don't be so greedy. You don't need to have everything.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm thinking about like other cities in the world. Like, for example, my city, Toronto, we used to boast the tallest tower in the world. And then China built like six taller towers like the next day.
Just quickly, though, we did say it was like bragging, but could you say Shanghai brags?
No,
stick with boasts.
Okay.
So one of them is actually Cantonese.
Oh.
Now, I think that's your area, your specialty, right?
Well, a little. I don't. The food. I do like, I like the language.
Food
is not my favorite. But I would imagine going to a restaurant like that would be super interesting.
Well, if it has three stars.
If it has three stars, of course.
Yeah.
But even if it wasn't really my cup of tea, there's still another choice,
Cup of tea, yeah. So that one is the Cantonese one. What about the other one?
Well, that's the multi-sensory one.
Oh, yeah. Multi-sensory. Sense.
Ooh,
okay. So we have senses. Everyone has senses. Hopefully you have, hearing, and what else is there?
They have sight.
Sight, smell.
Touch.
Touch. And what's the last one?
Oh, I forget.
Taste. Yeah, and taste, which is probably the most important one for this.
Well, you'd think so, right? Yeah. But I mean, some of these restaurants are, you know, the reason why they get these Michelin 3 stars is because they're kind of fancy.
Right. They have, multiple senses at this word multi, like many.
Right.
Multicultural.
Multimedia.
Yeah, multimedia, multilingual.
Sure. Multi. Mm-hmm. Oh, it just goes on and on.
On and on. Yeah. I know here in Vancouver, there's a restaurant where all the lights are turned out, so you're in complete blackness, and it's supposed to heighten your sense of taste.
Interesting.
I've been there, and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Well, one thing that's interesting about this restaurant is it's not only owned by a French chef, ooh la la, but it's also owned by a renowned French chef.
Right. Caution on the pronunciation there. It's not renowned.
It looks like renowned, right? But no, renowned.
Renowned.
And it just means really famous.
Yeah, so famous. So, would you say like a movie star is renowned?
You could.
Yeah,
renowned actor, George Clooney.
Sure, yeah. I tend to think of this more like someone like who has a particular specific skill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a renowned scientist or something.
Sure. Like that actor example again, like it wouldn't just be any actor.
Right. It's some kind of special thing. It wouldn't just be some famous person. There should be some reason.
They're famous because they're really, really good at doing something.
Exactly.
Like in this case, you're really good at being a chef.
For sure. Yeah. So Daisy's like, multi-sensory, because again, it combines the food, lighting, and sound. And I've seen a picture of this restaurant.
Yeah.
It's only 10 chairs, one table, and just pictures everywhere.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that sounds very, the word that comes to mind, Connor, is pretentious.
Pretentious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. So pretentious is when you feel something from some person or some place that they are trying to appear better.
I mean, I always remember in university, a lot of my classmates were just really pretentious.
Yeah.
And then I got to grad school and my classmates were really pretentious.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's sort of like, it kind of is like arrogant a little bit.
Yeah.
In a way, they just feel that they're better. So they have better things.
Well, it's because they have better things.
Right.
Or because I read better books than you.
Right.
Or I eat better food than you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I should ask you, Connor, have you ever heard the Chinese phrase zhuangbi?
Oh, that's a new one.
Okay, maybe you guys can leave that for Connor. Maybe translate that.
Yeah,
for
let
him.
Me know. Let me know. Yeah.
Now, one thing I do like is down to earth, down to earth people, down to earth restaurants, down to earth cooking.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the opposite of pretentious in a way. I think of the words reasonable and friendly.
Right.
Yeah. Down to earth. If you're on the earth, if you're down on the earth, you're on the ground. You're not up in the air.
Right.
Yeah. We have this sort of image in English. You're on the earth. You're practical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And like when I go to restaurants, I just want to eat food.
Yeah.
I don't care about the lighting.
Yeah, you don't need to make it fancy. Just give me some tasty food.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. At a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, reasonable price. Yeah, but in this case, you see Daisy is asking, or is everything just fine dining?
Okay, so fine dining. I don't want to make it sound like I don't like fine dining.
Right, it's wonderful if you're on a special date.
If you're on a date mm-hmm. or with your, my family likes mm-hmm. to go.
For sure, for sure.
Put on nice clothes. Mm-hmm. Try to remember which fork is for yeah. the salad and which yeah. is for the whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. Fine dining is a little pretentious, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. it's kind of like, It's a good balance for me.
It's a good balance, yeah. And there's a whole world of fine dining. And if that's something that you, can afford, great. That's awesome. And there's a whole culture there. Like, I remember I went to a really fancy Italian restaurant last year, and my bill was $200.
Oh.
And, I mean, it was wonderful.
Of course. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Worth
delicious.
Every penny.
Yeah. So fine. And just a quick note here. Fine, you know, means okay, but not here.
Mm.
Fine means fancy here.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it sounds like the Michelin list in Shanghai has a good mix mm-hmm. of both these down-to-earth restaurants, but also the fine dining experience.
Right, exactly. So you often see mix as a verb, but here it's like a noun, and it's great for describing things.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. if you want to know, yeah, is Vancouver, like, mm-hmm. are the people in Vancouver really, really, like, laid back? Are they really pretentious?
Well, there's a mix.
There's a pretty good mix.
Yeah, or like, my mother's American, my father's Canadian.
Okay.
I've forgotten. So I've got kind of a mix. I've got a mix of cultures.
Oh.
But I mean, it's a very similar culture.
Yeah, I was gonna say, right?
Not
yeah.
much of a mix there.
Yeah, really, really, really. Okay, but I mean, there's so many other things we can talk about with mix. Why don't you guys go ahead and check that out in the expansion?
Mm-hmm.
There's one other thing I think we should talk about before we go.
Sure.
Which
yes.
is the way that Daisy... Well, she's kind of surprised.
Mm-hmm.
There's one restaurant that's on this list
yeah.
that it sounds like she's been to before.
Yeah, she says that one, well, since they've been there, it's on this famous list that says, well, this is a great restaurant. But she thought the food wasn't all that spectacular.
Yeah, and I just love the way that she puts it, right? I didn't think the food was all that spectacular.
Right, yeah. Now, spectacular, of course, we've seen this. It means, you know, amazing. Yeah, amazing,
good
fantastic.
To look at.
Yes.
Good to eat, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But just the way, like, she didn't say, I think the food is bad.
Right. And she didn't say, I think the food is not spectacular. She said this in this really interesting way. I didn't think the food was all that
right.
spectacular.
Spectacular. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to throw this into the grammar section today mm-hmm. because this is really, it's a way that you can both emphasize mm-hmm. but also soften
right, yeah.
a criticism.
Yeah. If you saw a terrible movie or some movie that you didn't like, you can say, oh, well... it wasn't all that bad, but it wasn't all that good.
Yeah, or I didn't think it was all that good.
Right, right.
Or I didn't think it was all that special.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it could be good, it could be bad.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was all that bad.
Right,
you know,
right,
there
yeah.
was that funny line,
mm-hmm.
and The Rock was there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He's really great.
Yeah, he's funny, yeah.
So it can go both ways. Why don't you guys check that out in the grammar section?
For sure, yeah. And so then Vic says, yeah, you know what? You've got to take ratings like these with a grain of salt.
Okay, so we end with a phrase that I like because I'm kind of a skeptical person.
Yes.
We have talked about this before.
Yeah.
I don't always believe everything that people tell me.
Right, yeah. Because, you know, people can make mistakes or they can, you know, they could lie.
They could lie, right? They could lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So a phrase like this, take something with a grain of salt, mm-hmm. just means just don't believe everything.
Right. It's a funny expression, grain of salt. Don't worry about... the words grain of salt. It just means, you know, yeah, like you said, don't believe everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So usually you're going to see this as, you know, take something mm-hmm. with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll hear people kind of play around with this
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, listen to what I say with a grain of salt.
Yeah, read it with a grain of salt.
Read it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But really, the main phrase, the phrase these all come from,
mm-hmm.
it's take.
Mm-hmm.
Take what I say with a grain of salt.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I'm saying something that I'm not confident about, I can say, you know, Adam, take this with a grain of salt.
Right.
But... You know, I think you look good today.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I don't look all that terrible, that's for sure. Yeah, and now, of course, we want you guys to know that you should not take what we say with a grain of salt. You should just take it, because we, of course, have your best interests in mind.
We do, yeah. So why don't we listen to this dialogue one more time?
All right. Daisy, have you seen the new Michelin restaurant guide for Shanghai?
Oh, they came out with a new list?
Yeah. Shanghai now boasts two new three-star Michelin restaurants this year alone. One is a Cantonese restaurant that got three stars last year as well.
What's the other one?
It's a multi-sensory restaurant owned by a renowned French chef.
Multi-what?
Multi-sensory. It combines food, lighting, and sound.
That seems so pretentious. Are there any down-to-earth restaurants on the list, or is everything fine dining?
They've got a mix of both. Here's the list.
Wow, this restaurant is on the list? We've been there. I didn't think the food was all that spectacular.
Yeah, you've got to take ratings like these with a grain of salt. Well, I gotta say, guys, I am pretty proud of Connor and myself.
Yeah, you know, we talked about fine dining a lot here.
And we didn't do it in a negative way.
Right, because, you know, we love good food, but we don't need to spend $800 or $200 on a steak that is, you know, pretty small.
Pretty small, right? Yeah, well, we're both down-to-earth guys.
Right,
we kind of like down-to-earth food. Mm-hmm,
yeah. We like checking out the local market or, you know, some local food. We don't need to spend all the money, but, like we said, it's great on a special date or with your family.
Sure.
And of course, the food's delicious.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what do you guys think? Do you like fine dining? Do you know much about this Michelin guide?
Yeah. And I mean, and Shanghai's doing so well these days. What other things does Shanghai boast? If you know any other awesome restaurants, we'd love to hear it.
And if you're from another city,
sure, yeah.
You know, you're trying to compete with Shanghai here. You know, sorry, guys.
Well, competition is good.
Competition is good.
Yeah.
I do hope that Vancouver can boast a lot of things that Shanghai boasts.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper taxis would be good.
Well, maybe we'll be coming out on the list soon, I hope.
Okay.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing your comments, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, guys.
Never change. Keep that breathless charm.